years. Our hearts were seared. Humanity to a peace with no tears. No longer afraid. Destiny we paid. Landed on a rise. We all will say, this is your day.
Believe it.
Behold, today.
Live it.
It dawns today.
Play.
A brand new way.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that the Lord is blessing you and keeping you no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is, are we going into freedom or are we going into bondage? You know, the 4th of July is a special day in our country, but not just for the signing of the Declaration of Independence. Many special things have happened on that day. Did you know that three American presidents died on the 4th of July? John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and James Monroe. And if you want to get right down to it, Monroe was ready to die several days before doctors kept him alive with drugs just long enough so that he could die on the 4th of July. Now, why did they do that? Because the 4th of July meant something. The 4th of July meant something, yes. Calvin Coolidge was born on that day in 1872. West Point was open on July 4th, 1802. Stephen Foster was born on the 4th of July. You know, the song America was sung for the first time on 4th of July in 1832 in Boston. Alaska and Hawaii both became states on the 4th of July. And slavery was abolished in the state of New York on July the 4th in 1845. And in that great document delivered on July the 4th, 1776, we read of the belief that all people have rights given by the Creator of mankind. Yes, the document only has 1,321 words. It takes just 8 minutes to read. And God is mentioned four times, twice at the beginning and twice in the end. You know, we need to understand what 4th of July really means today in America. We really need to understand the purpose of the Declaration of Independence. And it was to separate us officially from the repression of the authority of England. And the very act of signing the Declaration said to the world that I am a traitor to my native country of England. I am a criminal, a fugitive from London justice. Yes, July 4th actually meant something in the past. But today I'm afraid that this holiday doesn't mean freedom anymore, but it means fireworks and picnics. It means family get-togethers and children playing with sparklers. But if I would ask you today what 4th of July means to you, what would you say? How would you react? What would you say? Maybe some of you might say that we have freedom. Maybe someone else might say that we are losing our freedom in America and we need to return back to 1776. But let's be honest, we are in a war of freedom or bondage. Or you can say we are in a war of freedom and tyranny. Don't you know right now that there's a war in this nation of freedom and tyranny? Don't you know today that people have really forgot this spirit of freedom? Yes, freedom is a spirit. Freedom is a spirit. Yes, and we need to get back to the spirit of freedom. We need to get back to the spirit that was on the signers of the Declaration of Independence. The spirit that only comes from Jesus Christ. The spirit that only comes from our God. The Greek word for freedom is a loosening or relaxing. Spoken of a more tolerable condition in captivity. To be held in less vigorous confinement. Relief. Rest from persecution, liberty to do or to admit things having no relationship to salvation. Freedom could also mean financial freedom. Or freedom is the license and the liberty to do what one pleases. Or freedom is to administer civil affairs. Or freedom is a state or our commonwealth. Yes, the truth of the matter is our states. We're free. Citizens and the rights of citizens represents true freedom. And it's living as we should live and not as we please. This is true freedom. The Hebrew says opening of a prison. Yes, opening of freedom. But I'm here to tell you that there's a spirit out there that is more powerful than anything. There is a spirit out there that not many people are able to get. It's a very rare spirit. Yes, the spirit many people do not see. Yes, you may ask me what kind of spirit this is. And the spirit that I'm talking about, well, this is the spirit that was upon our Lord Jesus Christ. The spirit that was on our Lord Jesus Christ. This was the spirit of freedom. The spirit of freedom. You know, in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, the Bible says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind and the release of the oppressed." So you need to understand that there is a spirit on our Lord Jesus Christ. There is a spirit on our Lord Jesus Christ, and this spirit only came from one source, and that was our God in heaven. Because of this spirit, God said, or Jesus said, He says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, the Spirit is upon me, and He has sent me to proclaim freedom. Freedom. And we know by Luke chapter 4 verse 18 that this spirit of freedom only comes from our God. And this was a direct fulfillment of what was prophesied in Isaiah 61:1. When Isaiah said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind the brokenhearted and to proclaim freedom. Freedom for the captives and release from darkness of the prisoners." This is the freedom that God, the freedom that we're talking about that only comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. This is a freedom. And on this 4th of July, I hope when you look at the fireworks that you'll remember this freedom that we celebrate only comes from the Spirit of God. The same kind of freedom that was on our founding fathers who signed the Declaration of Independence, and all these men were God-fearing men and they wanted to be free. And so this spirit of freedom fell on these men and they stood up, and this same kind of spirit are on our soldiers who fight for the freedom and they shed their blood because they believe. And this is a spirit of humanity. This is a spirit of I don't want to be in bondage. This is a spirit is I don't want tyranny. No, this is a spirit that only comes from our God through our Lord Jesus Christ. The same kind of spirit that was on Jesus was the same kind of spirit that we see was on Isaiah. Let's go on to Isaiah 42:7, and when he says to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon and those who dwell in darkness from the prison. This is the spirit that can deliver you from every oppression. This is the spirit that can deliver you from alcoholism. It can deliver you from pain. It can deliver you from any situation of your life. It can heal a brokenhearted. It can give you a relationship. Come on, somebody. This is the Spirit of God that wants to heal you. This is the Spirit of God that wants to heal me. This is the Spirit of God, come on, somebody, that wants to make us fly high. I hope today that this Spirit of the Lord that gave us freedom of America, oh, you don't understand today that freedom is very rare, and the only real freedom comes from Jesus. You know, this is found in Isaiah 61:1, but our Lord immediately adds it to Isaiah 42:7, the proclaiming of liberty to the captives, and the acceptable year, a year of acceptance of the Lord is a manifest illusion proclaiming the year of Jubilee by the sound of trumpet. In Leviticus 25:9, it was a year of Jubilee. This kind of freedom that God wants is to cancel our debts. This year was a general release of debts and obligations of bondmen and women, of land and possessions in which had been sold from the families and tribes in which they belonged. Our Savior, by applying the text to Himself, a text to manifestly relating to the institution above mentioned, plainly declares the typical design of the institution, freedom from debts. God has set us free. And the Spirit, there's a Spirit out there like no other Spirit. And this is the Spirit of freedom that I'm talking about here. This was the same Spirit that was on the Declaration. The men who signed the Declaration of Independence. The same Spirit that was on Jesus Christ. Come on, somebody. When Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He hath anointed me. He hath been designed and set apart for this very purpose. My sole business among men is to proclaim glad tidings to the poor, to exercise on the hearts of men, and the grace in which He works in the hearts is the grace of healing, deliverance, and illumination, by which an admirable virtue caused them to pass from sickness to health, from slavery to liberty, from darkness to light, and from the lowest degree of misery to supreme happiness." What do you think causes people to go from sickness to healing? The freedom of God. Yes. From slavery to liberty, the freedom, the Spirit of freedom. The Spirit of freedom. From darkness to light, the Spirit of freedom. From the lowest degrees of misery to supreme eternal happiness, this was the Spirit of freedom that only comes on our Lord Jesus Christ when Jesus said, "The Spirit of the Lord," the Spirit of freedom. When Isaiah said, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord upon me," is this Spirit of freedom. When the Founding Father signed the Declaration in 1776, they said, "The Spirit of freedom. The Spirit of freedom is upon me." Yes, God wants to bring this Spirit of freedom back on you. But this Spirit only comes from our God, through our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, to those who feel their spiritual poverty, whose hearts are broken through the sense of their sins, who see themselves tied and bound with the chains of many evil habits, who sit in the darkness of guilt and misery without a friendly hand to lead them in the way in which they should go, to these the gospel of the grace of Christ is a pleasing sound, because a present and full salvation is proclaiming by it, and the present is shown to be the acceptable year of the Lord, the year, the time, in which He saves to the uttermost all who comes unto Him in the name of the Son, Jesus. This is the year of Jubilee for you. Would you like this Spirit of freedom today? Would you like the Spirit of freedom to fall back on your nation? Would you like the Spirit of freedom to fall on your sickness, to turn you back to health? Would you like the Spirit of freedom to fall on your slavery and give you liberty, to fall on your darkness and give you light? This is the Spirit of freedom that fell upon Jesus. And I pray today that this Spirit of freedom will fall upon this earth, would fall upon this nation of America, would fall back on our churches. Can I get an amen today? I don't know how many of you today, but we need the Spirit. We need the Spirit of freedom. We need the Spirit of God. Yes. The Spirit of freedom was also what took Jesus and rose Him from the dead. And when Jesus died on the cross, He delivered us from the bondage of the devil. And it was this Spirit of freedom that rose us from the dead. We were raised from the dead. In 2 Corinthians 3:17, the Bible says, "Now the Lord is a Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." You know, where does true freedom come from? It is from the Spirit of the Lord. Yes. The same Spirit that was upon Jesus So where the Spirit is then, there is freedom. Freedom is the Spirit that only comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. You can go to the oceans. You can go to the most beautiful snow-capped mountains. You can go to the most tropical islands. And I'm here to tell you, you can look at that ocean day in and day out, and that won't give you freedom. You can kayak down the river, but that will not give you freedom. You can take your Harley Davidson and ride on the road. You can go down road and feel the fresh air blowing on you. Yes, but that is not true freedom. You know, when I was out in Colorado, these guys, you would think they were free, snowboarding, rock climbing, come on somebody, bicycling. They had freedom all around them, but no, they were in bondage to the New Age movement. They were in bondage. They worshiped the creation and not the Creator. No, they weren't free. They thought because they looked at the mountains. They thought because they were near an ocean. They thought because they had the house on the hill or they could kayak or ride, but somehow that would make them free. But no, that's not real freedom at all, because there's only one Spirit. There is only one Spirit, and that is the Spirit of freedom that only comes from our God. In Galatians 5:1, it is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourself be burdened again by the yoke of slavery. You know, real freedom comes through Jesus Christ our Lord. It is for freedom that Christ has set us free, Galatians 5:1. It is because our God is a Spirit of freedom, the same Spirit that was on our men and women that died in battle, that was on the men that didn't want to be under tyranny. This is a Spirit that I pray that will be infiltrated in America once again. That would be infiltrated in America once again, you know, a summary statement. In light of which all of Paul had said previously, he now challenges the Galatians to walk in the truth that he presented. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by what Christ has made us free. Do not be entangled again of the yoke and bondage. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty by which Christ has made us free. The fact is that Christ has made us free. And if we live in bondage to the legal relationship with God, it isn't because God wills it. God doesn't will you to be entangled in the spirit of religion. No, God wants you to walk freedom in His Spirit. What Spirit are we talking about? The Spirit of freedom. Why do we worship the 4th of July? Because it's the Spirit of freedom. Why do we celebrate it? Because of what happened in 1776. This was the Spirit on America that made us so great. This was a Spirit of freedom. But I'm here to tell you today, we have taken the Spirit of freedom out of this nation. We have taken the Spirit of freedom out of our schools. We have taken the Spirit of freedom out of our governments. And so, are we going into freedom or bondage? I'm here to say I'm afraid, America. You have taken the Spirit of freedom out of your nation. And that Spirit of freedom is Jesus. Jesus, God pleads with us to take His strength and walk in that freedom and do not be entangled again by the yoke of bondage. You know, significantly, it is God who has made us free. We don't make ourselves free. We can't make ourselves free. No matter where you're at geographically in this world, you could have palm trees. You could be sitting right next to the ocean. You could hear the waves, the seagulls, and you would think you were free, but that is not freedom, because we don't make ourselves free. The only true freedom is a gift from Jesus, and this is the Spirit of freedom that is given to us that we when we received Christ by faith. This is a Spirit of freedom. But when we struggle to free ourselves, we just become more entangled with the yoke of bondage. True freedom breaks the chains. True freedom takes us from captivity into liberty, takes sickness into health. This is true freedom, and this is a spirit. This is a spirit of freedom that only comes from our God. The same spirit of freedom that was on our founding fathers, the same spirit of freedom that was on our founding fathers when they signed the Declaration of Independence, the same spirit of freedom that America sung about. Yes, this is the spirit of freedom. We celebrate the spirit of freedom on the 4th of July. On this 4th of July, as you are watching fireworks, or if you've already watched fireworks, I hope you remember that real freedom, the spirit of freedom, comes from our God, from Jesus Christ. You know, Paul also makes it emphatic, the liberty. Today, people live in the headlong pursuit of freedom, which they think as a doing whatever they want to do and never denying any desire. This is a kind of liberty, a false liberty, but it is not the liberty. The liberty is our freedom from the tyranny of having to earn our own way to God, the freedom from sin and guilt and condemnation, freedom from the penalties and the power, and eventually freedom from the presence of sin. Freedom is not able to do, to go, to have many experiences. How many people today have traveled the world? They think they want another experience after another experience after another experience after another experience. They've been here and there and everywhere. They've been everywhere, man. But I'm here to tell you that that does not give freedom. That does not give true liberty. Freedom is not where you go. Freedom is not to be able to spend, to go, and to do whatever you want. That is not real freedom, no. The spirit of freedom only comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. But this is a kind of false liberty to think that you can go and spend and see everywhere you want to go. This is a false liberty that only leads into bondage. And this is why you see all these big Hollywood actors who have millions of dollars, who have flown everywhere, who have been everywhere, end up in bondage, because this is not the kind of freedom that our Lord Jesus is talking about. In Galatians 5:13, you, my brothers, were called to be free. But do not use your freedom to indulge in sinful nature. Rather serve one another in love. The reason why America has been blessed, we've been blessed with so many freedoms. We've been blessed with freedoms to serve the Lord, but instead we have used our freedoms to serve Satan. We have taken out the spirit of freedom, Jesus Christ. We have used our freedom to do evil. And this, I'm afraid, America, because you have turned to use your freedom to follow Satan, this will only bring judgment on ourselves and on this country. Ephesians 3:12 says, "In Him and through faith in Him we may approach God with freedom and a confidence." We can approach our Heavenly Father with freedom. We are not chained down by this religion. We don't have to go through the Leviticus priest traditions. No, we are free. We are free people because we worship the spirit of freedom, the same spirit of freedom that was on this country in 1776, the same spirit of freedom that we worship on this Independence Day and the 4th of July. We worship the spirit of freedom that came upon Jesus Christ when He said, "I have come to bring good news. I have come to bring good news. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor, and He has sent me to proclaim." What spirit of freedom? This is the spirit of freedom. 1 Peter 2:16 says, "Be free, yet without using freedom as a pretext for evil, but as slaves of God." Do not use your freedom to do evil, but be free and worship our Lord Jesus Christ. John 8:36 says, "So if a son frees you, then you are truly be free." This spirit of freedom on this 4th of July, God says, truly be free and know who I am, the spirit of freedom. Truly be free, America, and worship our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the Spirit of Freedom. In John 8:32, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. The truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ is the Spirit of Freedom that we're talking about. No, the freedom to worship our creation is not what we're talking about. I know a lot of the shamans, they would worship the creation, and they would think that was true freedom to be in a very wide open space and look at the mountains. No, true freedom comes from within. It's a spirit of freedom. It's a freedom that says, I want to be alive. I'm human. It's a freedom that says, I want to own my property, own my land. It's a freedom this kind of spirit of freedom was to govern yourself, to think independently. If you study the Old Testament, you'll see that the Israelites were always going into bondage because God said when he took them out of the desert, he said, I want you to govern yourself. I want you to govern yourself. And still they cried out to God for a king. And why do we people always want to go into bondage? Why do we always want to fall back in bondage when our God wants to give us a spirit of freedom? He says, govern yourself. Govern yourself. He wants you to be free, but we always want to go back in tyranny. And I'm afraid today that you, America, has denied the spirit of freedom. And you're going into the spirit of tyranny. On this 4th of July, remember what true freedom is. It's a spirit. It's a spirit of freedom. On this 4th of July, remember this spirit of freedom that only comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. You can never truly be free without Jesus. You can never truly be free without Jesus.
ready then. Come free from our fears, I'll hustle steers humanity to a peace with no tears. No longer afraid, destiny we pave. Landed on a rise, we all will say, this is your day.
Believe it.
Behold today,
live it.
It dawns today.
Say it.
A breath.